Hi, I'm Steve Valletta, and this is Beans, Beats, and Bankruptcy. Today, we're going to be talking about what's hot on the cafe scene, music we're listening to at work, and bankruptcy.
So today, we're drinking a coffee from Georgie Boys. It's a flat white. It's not bad. A bit weak. Acceptable.
In the beats segment, we're going to be reviewing tracks we work to, how they impact our mood, and whether they assist us to get a good outcome for our clients. Today, I'm reviewing The Omen by Prodigy. I'm not going to be putting up excerpts of tracks because I don't want to deal with any copyright issues, but my general views are the track is a banger. The vocals are intense. Workability, though, middling out of 7. It's pretty hard, and I recommend it for Forceful Correspondence or Victory Laps. Seeing that it's the first segment, or at least the first time I run this segment, I thought instead of doing some detailed case reviews or something like that, I might actually just talk about the basics, you know? What is bankruptcy? How long does it last? What are its effects? And then hopefully moving forward, after we get through some of the basics, as this sort of vlog continues, we can talk about some of the really juicy and interesting cases, which I frankly love reading every single day. What is bankruptcy? How do I, or how does a client become bankrupt? Well, bankruptcy is sort of amorphous. It's a legal status granted to an individual pursuant to the Bankruptcy Act of 1966. And it effectively provides an individual the fresh start for many of their debts. Not all, but some. A bankrupt is someone, but always a natural person, who's either been bankrupted by a sequestration order, so they've effectively been bankrupted by one of their creditors in court, or they've lodged a debtor's petition with the official receiver. So they've basically thrown their hands up and gone, I just can't do it anymore. I can't afford to pay all my debts as and when they fall due. And that sort of comment, I guess, is at its heart the essence of all insolvency, whether it's corporate or personal. And that is, what is solvency? When do I become insolvent? The simple answer is, a solvent person or a solvent company is able to pay its debts as and when they fall due. So that doesn't mean all of the debts in one go, but as they fall due. And effectively, a person or company that can't pay those debts as and when they fall due is insolvent. And accordingly, they might be in a position where, subject to getting advice about their other options, if they're a natural person, they might choose to go bankrupt. And when a person becomes bankrupt, their provable unsecured debts are no longer due and payable. And such debts include retail credits, such as credit cards or personal loans, definitely unsecured personal loans, store finance, tax debt. But what they don't include, so what is excluded from bankruptcy, are things arising out of penalties or hex and help debts. So I guess, what is bankruptcy? How do I become bankrupt? Well, I'd say bankruptcy is a special status that gives you reprieve from some, if not most, of your unsecured debts. And how do I become bankrupt? Well, effectively, if I'm insolvent, and I can't pay my debts as and when they fall due, and I've considered my other options, such as debt negotiation, Part 9 or Part 10 agreements, then I might choose to go bankrupt voluntarily, or I might be made bankrupt by a creditor.